From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday the much-anticipated summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un could still take place as originally scheduled. The president canceled it Thursday. The AP's Sagar Magani has the latest.
The president says Pyongyang's response to him canceling next month's summit is very good news, warm and productive, as he puts it, saying the North is still willing to sit down.
It could even be the 12th.
Which was the original summit date. The president says everybody plays games. The State Department calls them twists and turns. Here at the Pentagon,
that's a usual give and take, you know, of trying to put together big summits and stuff.
Defense Chief Jim Mattis says the talks are possibly good news, and he's staying out of it.
We'll all hope and pray the diplomats pull it off.
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
North Korea said Friday it is willing to sit for denuclearization talks with the United States at any time, in any format. An explosion caused by a homemade bomb ripped through an Indian restaurant at a mall in the Toronto suburb of Mississauga. Canadian police say 15 people were injured. Police said Friday they are looking for two suspects who dropped the improvised explosive device in the restaurant Thursday night. The suspects had their faces covered. Here's the latest from Peel Regional Police Chief Jennifer Evans.
There's no indication that this is a terrorist act, no indication that this is a hate crime. At this time, we haven't ruled anything out as we start our investigation.
Officials said three Indian Canadians suffered critical injuries and were taken to the hospital. And we have much more on this story, including details of what exactly happened at the restaurant, on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia.